Story of our times. 50-ish blokes given the push. This one, after 33 years, 2 months and 4 days of flogging ladies' frocks and smocks up and down the land. And after the farewell speech, not too long and not too short, and tucking away the future in a yawning bond and tortoise pep, the days lapped away. Until I met Curly Monks, a worshipper in the Church of Hills, Ladbrokes and Corals, who took me with him through a winning spring up to a derby day, when Shamit, with form you could fit on the back of a matchbox, took the race, shot Curly's system to tatters, and left me, solid suburban ex-salesman, to the consolations of the mysterious racecourse Rita and her gambling man, the legendary Tam Robertshaw.
One Flat Summer by Dave Sheathby, with Gerard McDermott as Ken and Gillian Bevan as Margaret. Episode 4, The Eclipse Stakes.
Sometimes a bad afternoon becomes a bad week, and a bad week a bad month, and you have to hold on.
For what exactly?
A chink of light. Or the abyss.
I lost $7,000. I can't believe I did that. 6 months ago, a tenner to win made me nervous.
You didn't choose the horse.
No, Curly did. But I went along.
Why do you gamble on horses, Ken?
I always have done. The challenge of it. The puzzle. The look of it, too. The horses and the jockeys as the race unfolds. And the winnings. I want the prize. And the money. It's about money, too. Not money for nothing, but money for working out the correct result. And there's the feel of it, too, isn't there? It's that sense of risk. It's a single, clean, wonderful freedom. When you watch your race, you really can't feel the sides, can you? You're really somewhere else, just for that moment.
Have you told your lot back at home this?
Where I come from, they think I'm crazy. Or about to be.
Well, they need their explanations, don't they? There must be a cause. But it might just be there aren't any. Do you need philosophy?
Good God. I'm a traveller in ladies' frocks. Oh, was.
One whiskey, one orange juice, one usual for yours truly.
Cheers. Your family can. They think it's silly. They think it's a waste of time and money. Some of them think it's wrong as well. They're talking morals here. I mean, some of them even think it's an illness.
They say it's because I've lost my job. I've gone off the rails, haven't I?
We'll hopefully come to your senses one day. But you say you know what you're doing. You have reasons. They want causes. And it's guesswork, of course, on their part.
Are we on to Jean-Paul Sartre yet?
I don't know, are we? Who's he then, a trainer?
No, he's a writer. He had novels. No philosophy.
We'll get to him in the end. We always do with Tam.
So why do you bet on horses, Rita?
To win. Is there any other reason?
Where I come from, women don't gamble.
Oh, good. I'm a bit of an attraction then. Nice. You're giving Ken some advice?
No, I hasn't asked for any, no.
It's just that where I come from, what I've been, who I am, I'm expected to finish off that life. As it's mapped out, I suppose.
But you're not cooperating. Simple midlife job. Some men want a flat stomach again. Some a new woman, preferably younger. Someone to reduce their handicaps on the golf course. Someone to do things with patio doors or roses. But you just want winners on the racetrack.
Any more questions? I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, just one. What won the 1,000 guineas in 1985?
1985? Oh, so sharp. Sheikh Mohammed. Steve Cawthon rode it.
Oh, I was only joking.
Leslie Welsh, your friend, told me.
I think we should meet again. Go racing. How about Ascot, 10 days?
I'd like that. But I think I'm going to give it a rest.
How about coming to Sandown for the eclipse, then? Compromise.
Oh, I'd never mind up half an hour ago. Shamit, no more.
I'd like to keep in contact. Come on. You might learn something. This man knows what he's doing.
The lady flatters.
Funds are going to be down now.
What about your lump sum?
How did you know about that?
Sorry, I just presumed redundancy all those years of service.
Ah, it's put away. The bloody future. Untouchable. Don't even think about it. It's holy ground.
I think the eclipse is going to prove profitable this year.
Listen to the expert. No contacts, no inside information. All by himself. No strings.
Don't tempt our new friend. That's cruel.
Stand down for the eclipse, promise, Ken?
Well, I'd...
Not with Curly.
No, there's no chance of that after today.
I should hope not.
Well, I'll see you soon, Ken. Don't give in, eh?
We could have done it. Gone clear. We stood to win 40 grand between us.
But we didn't.
So near.
We're down the punt, beaten. 3 lengths, forget it.
We could start again.
You never levelled with me. The contact. Why did you do that, Curly?
Because after the first winner, there didn't seem any point. We were together, we were winning. It felt right, Ken. You were happy to go along?
Yeah, I was. Not anymore, though.
I see your girlfriend turned up again.
Rita?
Thought she would. Certainly chose her moments, didn't she?
She's nice. We've had quite a chat.
There's something about her. She's too smooth. Too smart. Too smiley. She's wrong, Ken. I don't know what it is.
She introduced me to her friend, Tam Robertshaw.
The gambler? Yeah. He give you any winners?
Yeah, he's really interesting. They want me to go to Sandown in July for the eclipse.
Really made a beeline for you, haven't they? I wonder why.
What do you mean?
Steer clear. Types like that. You're out of your depth.
Curly, when we get back, I'm dropping you off, and I'm dropping you off. I meant what I said this afternoon. No more wheels, okay?
Don't be like that.
Hello? Anybody home? Margaret?
At last.
Christy?
Where have you been? I've been waiting ages.
What's the matter?
It's okay. It's not serious.
Where's your mum?
She's upstairs in bed.
In bed? What's happened?
It's not serious, okay? Now, she fell over on the stairs.
Fell over?
She was drunk. It's late. Where have you been, Dad?
I'm not sure I follow this. Was she on her own?
Of course she was on her own. She's always on her own these days, isn't she? I came round on spec to borrow a cookbook and she was on the floor by the front door in a heap. I thought... I didn't know what to think. I rang 999 and they sent an ambulance, but whilst they were on their way, I found these bottles and I smelt alcohol on them. I kind of got the picture. But now she was coming round and burbling on about all sorts of things. Mainly about you.
What, me?
So when they came, I said it was a false alarm and I didn't want them to take her. They weren't happy. Not happy at all. I put her to bed and I've been here ever since. Nigel's going spare at home.
I'll go up and see her.
No, let her sleep it off. Has this happened before?
Of course not.
You sure?
I live with her, don't I?
You're not here very much, not when she wants you.
Oh, it's my fault then, is it, that she's pissed?
I didn't say that.
Your mother has taken to the bottle because I got raised in.
Because she's lonely, yes.
Oh, come on.
Come on, it's classic, Dad, when you think about it. She's sidelined and she drinks out of boredom on her own. She was expecting something a bit better after you retired.
I didn't retire.
Lost your job, then.
I didn't lose it. I know where it is. It's just that they won't let me get at it.
That, if I may say so, is self-pitying claptrap, honestly. Mum's told me how worried she is. She's told me about this man, Curly, and this partnership and all this investment, as you call it, gambling.
Oh, she's told you about the winnings, has she?
That's besides the point.
It is the point. Winning and losing is the point, actually.
Think about it, eh? See it from her point of view. Your layoff was an opportunity. You're not destitute. You have a pension, a lump sum. She was hoping for some time together, she told me. She was really looking forward to it.
I've only been to the Derby. Just a day away, that's all. You've got it all out of proportion.
I'll have to go. Nigel'll be worrying. When she comes round, you'll need to check if she's not hurt herself, OK? I don't think she has. You've won today, then, have you?
No. Lost today.
Very much?
Aye, sort of.
More than what, £50?
A bit more than that. Don't ask me.
What, into three figures, you mean?
A bit more than that.
Four figures? But that's £1,000. I had no idea. You've really gone off...
Off the rails. You better sit down. Have a sherry. Calm your nerves. If there's any left.
My God.
It's winnings. We were ahead until today. A little setback.
I had no idea you were spending money like that. Well, Mum doesn't know, does she? I mean, that would kill her.
I'll drive her to drink.
I don't know, you can joke.
No, nor do I. I died a death this afternoon. Sham it, no form at all. A terrible result. The abyss beckons.
You'll end up bankrupt. You'll both be on the street.
It's winnings. It's bookies' money, don't worry.
It's your money, for heaven's sake, and Mum's. Presumably that's it now, Dad.
That's what now, Christine?
You're quitting.
I'm having a breather, certainly.
You've got to stop. Surely you can see that. You do still care, don't you? Mum and you.
Of course I do.
Oh, God, I had no idea how serious it was. All that money. And one horse?
Just the one. Keep it to yourself, eh? Promise?
Why?
I'm asking you to, please. It's very important. Christine?
Oh, I'll have to go. You let me know how she is, won't you?
Of course.
Why were you so late?
It's a long drive, and I had to drop me friend off.
Oh, is this Curly? Did he lose too?
Oh, aye. He's certainly lost. I was going to ask you, your Nigel, has he got any books by someone called Sartre?
Jean-Paul Sartre?
Aye. Philosopher, I believe. French.
I doubt it. Nigel did geography at Leicester. Why?
Yeah, just asking.
Have you been drinking, Dad?
No. But I'm going to remedy that now. Assuming your mum's left some.
I'll get off then. You'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
Good night, Dad.
All right, good night. Hello?
Ken? I just wanted to say, I might have something for Sandow.
Who is this, please?
It's Curly. I don't mess around. Look, the eclipse. I think Pentai's going to walk it.
I think you must have the wrong number.
Eh?
Sorry.
But...
Ken?
Hello. You're up and about, then?
Oh, almost. Who is that?
Someone I used to know.
It's very late. Is our Christine gone?
Are you all right?
I've been a bit silly today.
That makes two of us.
Are you coming to bed?
I am, yeah. Lovely warm night. Derby Day, 1996. One to remember.
How did you get on? You're not asking me to close my eyes for a surprise.
Not tonight. A little setback. I haven't got you down as a lush, Maggie.
I haven't got you down as a gambler, Ken.
Maybe we're both right. About each other.
Oh.
Come here.
I'm sorry.
So am I. Mind you, I knew we'd have a loser one day. It couldn't go on.
I'm ever so pleased to see you, Ken.
That's Sherry. You only brought it back for cooking. Let's go to bed. One thing, Lucy. Without all that driving, I'm a new man. 33 years up and down, crisscrossing the old north, in the newest model they could find me. Touch dashboard 3 times and say a prayer every morning. I don't miss that. I don't miss it at all. Come on. I'm taking your gran out tonight. It's make-up time. An Italian meal and a film about gambling starring Sharon Stone. Not that I'm influenced by either, of course.
You haven't told me what happened yesterday. At the derby.
You haven't told me about the drinking.
Oh, I just... I don't know. I didn't notice what I was doing. Silly, really.
I think much the same goes for me at Epsom. I heard this man telling me to back Dushy Answer, and I did. Very silly.
You're in a good mood.
It wasn't because you're lonely and depressed, then.
Who said that?
Christine seemed to think that was the problem.
I worry about it. The money. You can understand that, can't you?
I can, yeah.
And there's this friend of yours.
Curly? No, not anymore.
And I never got to meet him. Does this mean we might see more of ex-salesman Ken at home from now on?
I thought yesterday afternoon I was maybe finished with racing. But I don't think it's finished with me.
What on earth does that mean?
It means I've got to work things through.
You're not giving up, then?
No, not while I'm ahead.
What's ahead mean, exactly?
Well, I'm still spending winnings. That's what it means. Just.
But don't you ever get bored?
We're racing.
It's the same thing over and over.
Oh, so sex and eating. People seem to make those last a lifetime.
That's another thing.
What?
You don't go much for the sweet course these days, do you? Last night was something of a surprise.
Was it? I thought it was rather good.
Rather good. Yeah, that's about right.
Thanks very much.
I'm only joking. What about a summer holiday?
We went to Spain in May. I got caught in a phone box, remember?
A proper holiday. A long one. Walking in the Welsh mountains like we used to. We can afford it. Use your winnings.
It's Ascot next week.
Oh, you're impossible.
I met this pro gambler at Epsom.
Pro? You mean he lives from it?
So they say.
Bit of a legend.
And you think you can do the same?
Oh, I doubt that. Legends only come in ones, don't they? I just want to see how he works, that's all. I'm curious.
Other men in your position go to local history classes or teach yourself Spanish.
So I order sweet now?
Not for me, Tar. You have one, though. I'll sit and watch. I'm getting quite good where that's concerned. But I don't think I can keep it up. I might just get bored, Ken.
And take to drink?
Oh, I've done that. Might have to think of something else.
Are you threatening me, Margaret?
What with? I'm in no position to threaten anybody, haven't you noticed? Just promise me you'll take care, Ken. Promise me you won't throw away our future. You've worked for it. You deserve it. We both do, don't we?
I won't do that, Margaret. I couldn't.
How much did you lose yesterday, Ken?
What?
How much? I'm curious. The truth?
A couple of hundred. I'll get it back.
Well, I think I will have a sweet after all. And a liqueur, Mr. High Roller.
Midsummer. Halfway through. And on my own now. The betting shop is packed. And up there on the TV screens, Curly's rich and powerful float across the green enclosures. He was right, of course. The people in here? Poor soldiers whose bets are like a weekend leave in a long war which lasts a lifetime.
Now then, Ken and Tip, Super Yankee, how are you?
Where's your mate?
Not seen him for a while.
Ascot, eh? Never miss it.
What do you think of my chopper?
Very nice, suits you.
Yeah, you got to make an effort, haven't you?
Queen's here today. I always do her horses, Ascot. See you, kid.
And Super Yankee toppers away to the counter, clutching his ticket to the Bahamas in the winter of his old age. Behind the counter, the girls sport cardboard Ascot hats supplied by the management. So much ordinary life and hope crammed into such a lowly place.
Ken?
Okay. Hello?
Ken, it's me, Rita.
Hello?
Is it about time?
It's, not brilliant, actually.
I just wanted to remind you about Sandown.
Oh, I've, not forgotten.
It's just that Tam was keen to meet up again.
Right.
I think he enjoyed your company. I know I did. What did you think of him? He made sense, didn't he?
Certainly did.
And me too. I'd like to see you again, Ken.
Right.
So you'll come down to Sandown?
I'll try.
Tam told me to tell you he's very positive on the eclipse, wants you to join him. You'll need the funds, of course.
Like I say, I'll try.
Can't miss this one. Bye for now, Ken.
Bye.
Anyone I know?
Well, Jack Tanker.
What did he want?
Suggested a drink sometime.
Tanker? From personnel?
Ah, that's right. Mr. Shipwreck himself.
He could be signing you out, Ken.
Ah, no chance. Just a social call. Guilty conscience.
I'll just put this lot in the machine. You fancy a walk today? Out to Lupton Mills? It's a lovely day. We could take in a pub lunch at the Foresters.
Ah, that'd be nice. Hello.
It's me.
Dad.
Oh, you remember me. I'll touch in.
I was going to come round tonight. Is that okay?
Well, I've my flamenco at 6, my tap at 7. I could be tricky.
You all right?
Never better. Brown Sanders has given me some tablets. They make me jumpy. Given up racing, have we?
Not quite. I'm thinking of going to Sandown for the eclipse.
Ah, well, I dreamt about your Uncle Wally last night. And he was laughing. Now that could be a good omen for you. Put some on for me.
Any development work-wise?
Not much, no. There's no problem, is there?
What?
With this mummy?
Not at all. It's just a little early. The investment strategy is long-term.
There's Darling still at it, has he?
Sorry?
Through your window, over the town hall. I remembered last time.
Damn nuisance, I'm told. For the council.
Is this where I sign?
Please. The cheque should be with you within 7 to 10 working days.
Okay?
Right. Is it anything I can advise you about, investment-wise?
I doubt it.
You all right, Ken?
What?
You seem a bit tense.
Oh, it's not been too easy getting away, actually.
Family still holding on, are they?
Sort of.
And how's the wild colonial boy?
Curly? I haven't seen him since Derby Day.
Very wise.
I miss him, actually.
He shafted you?
Nah, not really. I was just a bit too trusting.
Rule one, never do systems. Rule two, never do other people's systems.
I liked him. He meant well. He wanted to share success. I think he wanted me to be his lucky charm. Perhaps we're more alike than I care to admit.
It's really nice to see you.
To be honest, I couldn't resist.
What exactly couldn't you resist?
Well, if you must know, meeting up with a pro gambler. At work, so to speak.
You're thinking perhaps I have a magic secret?
Not magic, no. A secret that works, perhaps.
I hate to disappoint you.
Are you having a bet on this race, sirs? I'm going to the rails now.
Hauling.
Hauling?
I think you heard.
I think Pentire's the danger.
That goes without saying.
It won at Longchamp last time.
I too can read newspaper form.
Dettori's not riding. It's John Reed up.
The race card is very useful, isn't it? You only need the one, you know, Cat.
I'm waiting. It can get busy down there.
You are looking for guidance, I think.
Well, I thought...
It's everywhere. Newspaper columnists, form books, phone lines, tipsters, whisperers and shouters. Unfortunately, in these matters, as Sartre puts it some years ago, you are rather on your own at the moment of decision. But then Sartre never had to give tips, did he? Do hauling, Ken.
Right.
At last.
Just don't squeal if it loses, okay?
Here you are, Izzy.
Just this?
What? Just that, yeah.
Okay. I'll see you later, after the race.
Do get 100 to 30 if you can, Rita. You like her, don't you?
I find it hard not to.
I think it's mutual. Take care, Ken.
What do you mean?
The race course is a tricky place. Loyalty is in short supply. People have only their own fortunes in mind. Salvation comes on the palm. Now, the race.
I'm shaking. Look.
Here. Use my binoculars. I find it helps if you bite on the strap in the last two furlongs.
Inside the final half furlong now, and Bijou down quickly up on the inside, but Hauling just got the 80th near the finish, and Hauling right by next from Bijou
down. That was beautiful. Very close. Thanks.
For what exactly?
Putting me on it. I would have gone for Pentire. Curly fancied Pentire.
Did he? You're a haunted man, Ken.
Am I?
You're thinking easy.
Huh? Well,
every race, every horse, every bet. My heart cracks open. You might have confidence, but you can't know. If you knew, then the whole point of the exercise would be lost. That's why I detest cheating. It belittles the brilliance of the game. Stains the soul.
Oh, I wish I'd put more on it. I brought half my lumps with me today.
But you couldn't go through with it.
I just bet a grand. Next time, perhaps.
Next time may be the wrong time. You're always back at the beginning. Every bet is like the first one. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. 1950. I was at school. And you? How did you get into it?
When I was a little boy, my dad was bedridden. An accident at work. And my mother and me lived with my grandma and granddad. And my dad loved horses. And there was a street bookie in those days. And you needed to contact his runners. Boxer. Kid with a funny leg. So my dad used me. Every racing day, he sat up in bed, paper spread out across the covers and wrote out the bets. And then he got me to get the money from Mother to give him for the bets. And then he sent me off to find Boxer. Only, I never ever got there. Because in the kitchen, I was intercepted by my granddad, who took the money and put it in a secret tin he kept behind the cooker. Yeah, I know what you're going to ask.
What happened if the bet came up?
Exactly. You know, there was always enough in the tin to pay him out. And the rest of it, my grandma used to buy me clothes and food and take us to the seaside for the odd day in the summer holidays. Year in, year out, this went on. Every time now I place a bet, just see my granddad
unsmiling, dropping Dad's sixpences and shillings into that old tin behind the oven. And I see my dad in that bloody bed, the papers spread out.
You getting it back for your dad?
Do you think so?
You told me you didn't do causes, Dad.
Did I?
But you win, unlike your dad.
I'm no different to your men in the money market. Shrewdness, steady nerve. Capital helps. Gives you time to wait for the right moment. Gives you a lifeline when you're in the abyss. Where's Rita got to?
Collecting, I hope.
And that's yours.
Thanks very much.
So, what are your plans after you've finished up your orange juice?
Oh, I think I'll...
I have to get back home.
Don't be like that.
Ken, will you do me a favour?
A favour?
A little delivery job. This parcel. And the contact number here. Just ring that number, ask for Tomlinson. It'll go from there. Lomond. That's your contact name, okay? With Tomlinson.
What's it for?
I can't tell you.
Can I guess?
I'd rather you didn't.
Rita, please. We're like strangers. Maybe I can help. Tell me.
It wasn't always like this. Lonely woman at the races. I had a house, husband, life. But it all went wrong when he died. He left debts, big gambling debts, to a man called Smales. He's a bookmaker, an owner, everything. He's dangerous, Ken. I have to work for him. I've no choice. You've got to help me, please.
It's cash, isn't it? And it's crooked.
No questions. I just do as I'm told.
Go to the police.
I don't. You don't know Smales. I'm frightened.
Have you told Tam?
No one knows.
Don't do it. Refuse. Walk away.
Oh, you're such an innocent, Ken. I could love you for that.
In episode 4 of One Flat Summer by Dave Sheasley, Jared McDermott played Ken, Gillian Bevan, Margaret, Rachel Atkins, Christine, Keith Marsh, Dad, and Anthony Afabu, Curly. Janet Moore played Rita, Tom Georgeson, Tam, David Brooks, Super Yankee, and Hugh Dixon, the bank manager. The director was David Hunter.